If I were to tell you that you could hear Asher Klali by the greatest Rosh Yeshiva, fantastic Shir Klali. So in many of the yeshivas, the response would be, how do I get to the second floor? Or where's the exit? But in all seriousness, if you had the opportunity to hear a Givaldik Ashir, what would your achanas be? You would want to find out where the marmakomos, where can we put, what can we post on the walls? What's the mesechta? Let me get a shaychus to benefit from it. The Torah in this week's parsha introduces the most incredible Shir Klali in Jewish history ever given. From the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Bechvodu Ba'atzmo. And what? Where was the prep? Where were the Marmakomas? What was the Sugya? How were we Mechin? What happened? So the Torah in this week's Parsha says nothing about morning Seder. Nothing about Marmakomos. Nothing about Hachana in the Divrei Torah itself. The Torah says, in this entire Parsha, from Revi and on, you have to be Pirish from your wife, Precious. You have to be Magbil yourself, Hagbalah. You have to know where, what point you can pass a line of demarcation. And finally, the Torah says that you have to sit under the har. Klal Yisrael were Yoshev tachtis ahar, kofa aleim har kegigas. So we know the Rishonim will ask, kofa aleim har kegigas. It seems to contradict the other statement of Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah willingly. Was the Torah forced upon us? Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu take the mountain and force us and coerce us to be Mekabel the Torah, as Tosfos asks? Or was it with a willing acceptance? Did we say Nasiv and Ishma? The Torah itself seems to contradict itself. So Tosfos gives his answer. The Medrash Tanchuma gives their answer. Meshech Chochma gives his answer. But I have a problem with the whole approach of Kaf Aleim Har Kegigas to be understood as coercion. Not only because, like the Rishonim tell us, it seems to contradict what Am Yisrael themselves said with Nasiv and Nishma. You know, many of the Mefarshim point out that a lot of our Minhagim at Achasina mimic this week's Parsha, Maimed Har Sinai. It's already in the Rishonim. If you look in the Rishonim, the Shita Mekubetzes, in Ksubas and Daf Zayin, he alludes to the fact that the chuppah is mimicking the chuppah of Maimed Har Sinai. Where was there a chuppah at Maimed Har Sinai? Kaf Aleim Har Kegigas. Beautiful. So I understand something. You're telling me that Kaf Aleim Har Kegigas is HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking a gun to my head and forcing me to accept the Torah? And then you're telling me that it's the imagery of a chuppah? Doesn't make sense. I don't care if Simcha Leiner's singing under the chuppah. If the kal is forced to be under the chuppah, that's not going to be a happy chuppah. What's going on over here? Perhaps there's a different approach to the Kaf Aleim Har Kegigas and to answer all of the questions that we've approached about Maimed Har Sinai in this week's parsha. And I think the answer lies in the Masechta that each and every one of you are learning right now. The Sugyas in Avodah Zarah. Because if you remember, at the beginning of the year, the Gemara discusses the beginning of Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says that the Umos HaOlam approached HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they said, it's not fair. They said, it's true. Hofiyah Mehar Parah, and you offered the Torah to all the Umos HaOlam. But klum kafisa aleinu har kegigis. But did you coerce us like you did when it comes to Klal Yisrael? If we understand Kafiyah, Tzhar, Kegigis as classic coercion, you didn't do that second stage of Matan Torah, say the Yumas Ha'olam to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. So they had a good taina. It's not fair. So what happens? So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? So if you read on in the Gemara, so the Gemara continues and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're right. I'm going to give you a mitzvah. Mitzvah kalahi, mitzvah de les bechzar and kis. Usukashma. How does one have to do with the other? Not only why specifically the mitzvah of sukkah, what's unique about sukkah? The Umas Olam had a good taina. They said there was no kvias harkigigis. So what is sukkah helping with their taina? Mitzvah kala yeshli, v'sukkah shma, mitzvah the less bechzar and kiss. But what does that have to do with the kvias harkigigis? So when I was about your age, on sukkis, I went to go visit Rabbi Avram Shor. And I still remember he said a pshat that I'll never forget. He said the way to read that Gemara is that it's a mitzvah de les bechzar and kiss. What does that mean, it's a mitzvah that's not costly? My sukkah costs a lot of money. I just bought a new sukkah. It costed a ton of money. Where is a mitzvah de les bechzar and kiss? So he says if you look at Rashi and sukkah on daf chav zayin amid beis, Rashi tells us that the shita of the Rabbanon is that a person doesn't have to be personally own his sukkah. As opposed to other Tanoim, Rabbi Lozer. Rashi says that you don't have to own your sukkah. There's no din lochem like there is by Dalad Minim when it comes to a sukkah. How does Rashi know that? Says the Gemara, because the Rabbanon say, Kol Yisrael Yeshvu b'sukkah achas. Because all of Am Yisrael will sit in one sukkah. Comes along Rashi, and Rashi says, and it's impossible, if all of Am Yisrael are going to sit in one sukkah, that each and every one of Am Yisrael will have an ownership of a shava pruta in that sukkah. So by definition, if everyone is going to sit in a sukkah, you know that there's not going to be a shava pruta to each and every one of Am Yisrael in that sukkah, and therefore you don't have to own a sukkah. It's a fascinating Rashi for Dinei Lachem, for other reasons. Remember that Rashi Minchas Chinuch speaks a lot about this Rashi about the Din Lachem, about bailus of shava pruta. But listen to what Rashi just said. Rashi says Kol Yisrael Yeshu b'sukkah achas. Therefore, it's impossible that if all of Am Yisrael is there, when you divide it up, they're each going to have a shava pruta. Said Rabbi Avram Shor, now reread your Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Mitzvah kala. Mitzvah delesbe chisaron kis. It's a mitzvah that mitzvah is fulfilled where no one has a chisaron kiss. Means it's a mitzvah that doesn't have a shava pruta to each and every one of Am Yisrael. It's a mitzvah where Klal Yisrael could sit biyachad, beachdus, Kol Yisrael Yeshu b'sukkah achas, where not everyone will have a shava pruta. That's exactly what the Rabbanu Shel Olam meant when he gave them specifically the mitzvah of sukkah. And if you look carefully in the Gemara, my brother told me this year something from the Rosh Hashiva of Shai Yashiv, Rav Naftali Yeager. You read carefully the Gemara. The Gemara said that when the Goyim, the Umos HaOlam, took upon themselves this sukkah, this Kfiyas Aleinu Har Kigigis, what did they do? Kol Echad Ala L'Rosh Gadol. The Yoshev Bisukoso. You know why the Umos HaOlam missed the opportunity of the mitzvah of sukkah? Because they didn't sit in Kol Echad Bisukkah Achas. Each and every one of them went where? L'Rosh Gago, to his own personal sukkah. And therefore they missed the yesod of Kaf Aleim Har Kegigas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was introducing something to Am Yisrael with Kafisa Aleim Har Kegigas that wasn't just about coercion. Sometimes a person could recognize something and it has to be that way. And that's what Chazal meant when it came to the Kabbalah HaTorah of Kaf Aleim Har Kegigas. There was an opportunity of being Mekabel the Torah, but underneath the roof and a tent of sitting with all of Am Yisrael Ba'achdus, just like Kol Yisrael Yeshvu B'sukkah Achas. And that's why the Gemara in Avodah Zarah is telling us that that was the response to the Umas HaOlam. What is a sukkah, we asked, have anything to do with Klum Kafisa Le'nohar Kegigis? The answer is, that's exactly it. Just like by a sukkah, we sit all together with not one person being the balabos and the other person being a guest, but a mitzvah kala, a mitzvah that no one has a shava pruta, a mitzvah that everyone is equal, be'achdus, be'shleimus. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's the way Klal Yisrael were mekabel Torah. That was the idea of Kaf Aleim Har Kegigas. You see, it could be the answer, perhaps, to Tosfos Kasha, that what, on the one hand, we were coerced, it was forced, HaKadosh Baruch Hu raised the mountain above us, Kaf Aleim Har Kegigas. On the other hand, it says that we were accepting it willingly, Nasa V'Nishma, before He uprooted the mountain. Perhaps the answer is exactly what we're saying right now. Kabbalah HaTorah requires that it can't just be a personal Kabbalah. It can't just be that I am now going to decide that I'm going to steig, I'm going to grow, I'm going to be the greatest masmid, and it's going to be at the expense of my interactions with everyone else around me. Came along HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, "Mikoyach HaHechrach." And it has to be as if it's a kfiya, that you automatically understand this. That when I say Nasev and Nishma, it's now going to lead into what? A kfiya Har Kegigas. It's going to exist and it's going to be a reality that I am going to sit with that Nasev and Nishma. I'm going to be Mekabel that Torah with all of Am Yisrael and everyone that I associate with together with me on, under that roof. In that chuppah. And it has to be like that. As if it's a kfiya. Unfortunately, Marav Rabosai, the Torah is telling us that Kabbalah HaTorah needs a sense of achdus. Why? Why Parshas Yisro? Why specifically now is HaKadosh Baruch Hu introducing to us Ki'ishechad Belevech? This is something that's relevant already from Parshas Vaera, Parshas Bo, from way before they even exited Mitzrayim. Achdus. Achdus is a gewaldic idea. Achdus is a great concept. But why specifically at Maimon Har Sinai? It seems out of place. Learn the Maimon Komos. Prepare for Shir. Learn the Sugya. This is Kabbalah HaTorah. Ki'ish Echad B'Lev Echad. Being under one roof, Kafisa Aleim Har Kegigas, why? The answer is, because Talmud Torah and Kabbalah HaTorah could be beautiful, but it also could be very dangerous. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is announcing that at Maimed Har Sinai right now. If you're going to say Nasev and Nishma, around Har Sinai, before the Kfiya Aleinu Har Kegigas, we're all standing in our own Mekomos, and it's going to be divisive. It's going to fractionalize Yiddishkeit. Then it makes your Kabbalah HaTorah, your Nasev and Nishma, treif. Very scary. Nasev and Nishma could be used in the wrong way. You could have a Nasev and Nishma that says, I'm better than the other guy. A Nasev and Nishma that makes chevras, that that makes us into cults. I'm not going to sit at your table anymore. I'm not going to associate with you. I'm not going to talk to you because I'm a Mekabel HaTorah. I'm a Nasav Nishmayit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't want that. I know that Achdus is a theme that's already been relevant already from the beginning of the creation of this Am, from already Parshas Vayera, Parshas Bo. But I'm going to highlight it first in the Torah, Ki'ishecha B'levecha, at my Midar Sinai. Because I know in the year 2020, the way a lot of yeshiva guys are going to become. And they're going to say, I'm not going to talk to those guys anymore. I'm not going to relate. You don't look like me. You don't dress like me. So then you're not one of me. You're not in my Am. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that's not Kabbalah HaTorah. Ki ish echad b'lev echad has to be built in to the Kabbalah HaTorah. If it's a nasav and nishma, it's just about. If it's a nasav and nishma, and it's just about me growing close to the Rabbanu Shlom at the expense of alienating myself and detaching to the rest of Klal Yisrael, so then that's not a Kabbalah HaTorah B'Shleimus. Perhaps the answer is to Tosis Kasha is that yes, Nasa V'Nishma. Everyone on their own level had a personal Kabbalah. But if it's not going to lead to a reality of being under the same roof and connecting to all those around you and speaking with those that are different than you, appropriately, respectfully, in a sensitive way. If when we go home for Shabbos, we don't now think that we're higher than thou, and we learn with a sense of gaiva, so then that's not the right Kabbalah HaTorah. That's not a nasav and nishma that leads to what? To the image that the Gemara in Sukkah is telling us about Kof Olim Har Kegigis. I want there to be a nasav and nishma that now you're going to live under the same roof and the same chuppah as the rest of Am Yisrael. Even if they're different. Even if they're not on the level that you're on. Even if they didn't accept all the approaches and all the chumras that you're doing. But I still can relate. I still can connect. Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling us something so yesodistic. Just as important as saying Nasav and Nishma and being makbid on all our starim and all our shmiras haloshon and shmiras einayim. Is being makbid on the way we interact with one another. On the way we care for one another. That's built into Nasav and Nishma. It wasn't enough just to say Nasav. You needed a chaburo. You needed the sukkah. You needed Kol Yisrael Yeshiva Sukkah. You can't think you're a bailin. The Imre Emma says something incredible. We said at the beginning that the three ways to be mechin to Kabbalah HaTorah were what? Precious, separating from your wives, Hagbalah, making sure you don't go past a certain point, and sitting under the Har Kegigis. Says the Imre Emes, listen to this. Says the Imre Emes, the Mishnah tells us, Hakina Ataiva Vakovod Motzin Es Ha'odom Min Ha'olam. So we all understand that they're bad traits. You don't want to be jealous. You don't want to be a Baal Taiva. You don't want to be a Baal Gaiva. Says the Imre Emes, no. Hakina Taiva Vakoven Moitzin Es Ha'odom Min Ha'olam HaTorah. From Maimon Har Sinai. What were the three things that we find in this week's Parsha? We find Precious that takes care of the issue of Taiva. We find Hagbolah to make sure that I'm not always looking at someone else, what he's involved with. Or if I see my chaver that's growing, and I think I don't automatically assume he's judging me. He thinks that I'm lower than him. I don't look at others with disdain. I have my own gvul, my own hagbolah. It's not always that I have to look at other people negatively or they have to look at me negatively. Everyone has their own approach to Hashem, and I encourage that. And they should encourage it to me. And if they're not on that level, so I can let that be. I don't have to judge them. And finally, HaKovid. Shouldn't be a Kabbalah HaTorah of Gaiva. And how did we make sure of that, says the Imre Emes. We stood under Kof Olam Har Kegigis with Hachna. Subjugating ourselves to understanding that the Rabbeinu Shalom is the Iker in this world. Just like we're saying from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that the yisod of Kaf Aleihem Har Kegiges is to have achdus built in to our Kabbalas HaTorah. That was every stage of the hachana for Kabbalas HaTorah. So that it should be a nas of a nishma that leads to one roof, to one sukkah, to one gag that we can all enter under in our Kabbalas HaTorah. The first time I met the president of this university, I heard something fascinating. He said, when he spoke to the Rebbeim, Rabbi Berman said, why is it that everyone discusses looking to the right and looking to the left? Moving to the right and moving to the left. Why is it that always the directions that are on our tongue is right and left and left and right? Rabbi Berman said, I'd like to change the lingo. I'd like to switch it to up and down. No more right and left, but up and down. A new different direction. Rabosai, I was thinking a lot about that statement. Because I think perhaps that's exactly what happened and what developed in this week's parsha. From the Nasav Nishma to the Kafa Aleihem Har Kegiges. You see, when we said Nasav Nishma, we were standing at the foot of the mountain. We were standing around the mountain. Every guy had a guy to the right of them, and every guy had a guy that was to the left of them. And there was something missing in our Kabbalah Satayra. But once HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a situation that we could sit under one roof, and there could be a concept of Kaf Aleihem Har Kegiges, our directions became one, either up or down. And we're all under the same roof. And we all had the same goal, to reach up to that Har Kegiges. Shukriya.